But staying with information useful to parents, there's been a big change in scouting. The Boy Scouts of America opened up its flagship program to girls this month, breaking with more than 100 years of tradition, renaming its most well-known program Scouts BSA. Jimena Kandi from member station WHYY followed an all-girl troop from Chester County, Pennsylvania, on their second day in the program.
It's Lily Rohner's first time at the Klondike Derby. The Derby takes a page out of the Klondike Gold Rush. Scouts push a sled filled with gear through the snow around the Horseshoe Scout Reservation in Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania. At different stations, they build a campfire or practice first aid, racking up points. Lily and her all-girl Troop 19 is one of the first in Scouts BSA. While the overall program is co-ed, all troops are single-sex. Troop 19 is also the only all-girl troop at the Derby. That's a dozen girls in a sea of more than 100 boys. But that doesn't matter to Lily, who's about to turn 11 and pumped for the day outdoors.
It just pulls me in because I've never really considered myself, like, too much of, like, one of those girly girl type of things, like paint my nails, do my hair, have long hair.
Still, Troop 19 is only on its second day of scouting. They're still catching up on skills like archery, fire building,
3, 2, 1,
and axe throwing.
Nice.
That's 5 points.
Mia Christensen is happy to be there, even if the troop doesn't win any events. She says Scouts BSA is different than other activities open to girls.
They actually like teach you leadership and wilderness survival, and they just teach you like things that I feel like you'll actually need in life.
And Mia has looked elsewhere for these opportunities. She's been a Girl Scout since kindergarten and plans to stay. But she says she's not challenged in Girl Scouts. The awards she earns in Girl Scouts, such as Social Butterfly, help them practice manners and social skills, and don't excite her.
I mean, it's good, but, like, it's not going to really, like, be life-changing.
Still, the Girl Scouts do have badges that award learning about things like first aid and robot programming. Kim Freitas-Dow is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania.
Caving, rock climbing, kayaking, canoeing, hatchet throwing, you name it, we offer it at Girl Scouts. So there really is something for all girls to do pretty much every weekend of the year, including at summer camp.
She says girls can find what they like and don't like in all-girl settings. Last year, the Girl Scouts of the USA sued the Boy Scouts of America over its decision to rename its flagship program. The quarrel comes after decades of overall membership decline in both organizations. But all that feels far away at the Derby.
Go, Josie! You got Josie!
Josie Provencher is 11, at least a head shorter than most of the girls her age. She's so excited about the Derby, she wore her full Class A uniform, a khaki shirt, and dark green pants. Most kids wore jeans or casual bottoms. Josie is shy in large groups, but a standout performer at the Derby, surprising her peers when she volunteered to represent them in multiple events.
I'm going to get, like, at least 60.
There you go. That's the attitude.
Josie's scoutmaster, Melissa Pendle, says giving girls access to these opportunities to grow is why she volunteered to lead the troop.
Maybe it's their age, that they're kind of on the edge of being shy and being more self-confident, and I think it doesn't take a lot to push them from one side to the other.
And scouts like 11-year-old Ethan Taylor don't mind the presence of girls at the Derby.
I don't really care because, number one, we're one of the last countries to let boys and girls cooperate and like scouting and all that.
A majority of the member countries in the World Organization of the Scout Movement allow boys and girls in their programs. And Tom Murphy, a ranger at the reservation for 9 years, says these international girl and boy troops coexist just fine. He welcomes Troop 19.
I didn't think this would ever happen. I thought it was going to be a male-dominated program as long as I ever lived, but I think it's times are changing.
Murphy says he looks forward to the day when a girl from Troop 19 earns the highest rank in Scouts BSA, Eagle Scout. Mia Christensen says she hopes to earn her Eagle before her older brother does. For Here Now, I'm Jimena Kandi.